Angelo Acerbi, Fred Film Radio. We're still at Venice Festival, and we are very glad to have with us here Laurie Anderson. Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, especially after I've seen your movie, which I loved a lot. And I would like to ask you, as an artist, you used a lot of forms of medias in your life, but then you choose to do a movie which is kind of a narrative movie, because you tell a story. Yeah. How did you come up with that?
You know, some people from Arte TV said, can you make a film about your philosophy of life? And I said, no way. I don't have one. Okay, then they said, hey, you know, we saw that show, but were you talking about your dog? Maybe you could have some stories about your dog. And I said, okay, I started like that. And then it got longer. It was only supposed to be 20 minutes long, and then it went into 40, then 60, then 70, then 80. So it was 2.5 years late and 4 times this long, but it turned out to be my philosophy of life, after all.
So you have one. You thought not to have one, but you do have one.
I didn't think I did, but here it is.
The movie is really dense with issues, because it treats a lot of issues. But I think for me, the two key ones were love and death and loss. Three ones, I say.
Absolutely.
How do you manage to use those three elements inside of your film?
Well, they are so much the same. Think about how many times you've lost love, you know, and how much love has to do with death and death with loss. And so they're very intertwined. And if I was Woody Allen, I would call it love and death. But I didn't. I wasn't. And it's so I chose a dog because the dog is in there, but also because dogs are empathy. They're about empathy. They're about putting yourself into another person's shoes. And this is a film about stories and how we tell them and what they mean and what happens when we forget them, what happens when we tell them too often, what happens when we run out of words and we just don't know how to say it, and all of those things. So it's a radio play, really, because a lot of times you just see, like, some branches or some telephone poles, and you're hearing a long story about a guy who lives in trees. So you have to imagine who that guy is who's living up there in the trees. It asks you to see from a lot of points of view.
You use a lot of personal references, and I read that you came to you with all the family films.
Yes.
8mm films.
Yes, he did.
That you used a lot in the film. You mold them, treated them. How did you reconcile? How did you relate to this whole life that your brother brought back to you?
You know, I didn't have that story in the film. You know, it's a story. It's about an afternoon where I was skating on the lake with my little brothers, and the ice broke, and they sank into the water. I was like, oh my God. I was panicked. And I was really panicked because I thought my mother would kill me. You know, that's the main thing. But I did manage to get them out of the water and bring them back home, minus the stroller, minus their hats. And at that point, my mother did not say anything like, you almost drowned your brother. No, she said, what a great swimmer you are. You saved your brother's lives, you know. I was like, oh. So anyway, that was what happened. And then one of my other brothers sent me all this film, old film from our childhood, and he said, can you transfer it? And I said, I'm really busy doing a film. I can't really go into this stuff, you know. But I just transferred a few. Suddenly, there was the island, there was the lake, there were my brothers in their stroller. My mother's pushing the stroller. I'm there, too, skating around. I'm like, wait a second. This is crazy. Here it is. And I had, you know, a whole visual world that had disappeared was suddenly there. And so, of course, I called my brothers and said, do you remember when, you know, the stroller fell through the ice? And they said, yeah. You mean when you almost drowned us? yes, let's put it that way. And they said, you're not going to put that in your movie, are you? And I said, would you mind? And they said, okay. So it went in the movie. But that was something that came through a visual channel, not through a script.
Yeah.
It was just something that, you know, you remember through pictures. And as much of our lives, we remember pictures, we don't put them into words.
No, at all. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you use films and visual a lot in your concert, in your plays, etc. But how about, what's your relationship with cinema as a viewer? Do you go to see movies?
Yes, you know, I love movies. In fact, from that story about the ice, we were coming back from the movies because every Saturday I went to the movies as a kid. And I loved the movies, and I love stories in the dark with, you know, it's so wonderful. I've always loved movies. I made a concert movie once, and I, like you say, I've used a lot of imagery in my movies, but in my shows, but I've never really made a movie, and this is the first one.
Yeah.
So with story and, you know, sort of music. And
so what was the experience of such a new approach?
It was, you know, I had a great time making it, because it's like combines things that I'm already doing, and it's a little bit weird because, you know, I'm used to live shows where it's always different. And tomorrow, it will be a different show because I'll play it differently. Here, you finish the film and it's finito, you're done.
And it will be like this forever.
Forever till it rots away, like my childhood footage got all destroyed.
And this is something that is weird for you. You find it weird.
I like it. It's like writing a book or something. It's really nice. And then you... Then it's over, and it belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very strange thing. I like that, you know. And I'm a control freak, so yeah, sure. But then I'm like, okay, here it is, all over to you now. Now it's also a very open film, so it depends on the viewer to, you know, complete a lot of things in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you,
so
Laurie
welcome.
Anderson. Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.